Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Thais St. Julien, and we'll be your hosts today of a recording of a live performance by New Orleans Musica da Camera. The title of that program, which was performed in 2012, is Praise to the Nightingale. Subtitle is Early Motets and Polyphony, and we'll talk a little bit later about motets and polyphony.
The first thing I'll do is talk a little bit about the nightingale, since that titles the program. The nightingale was a complex symbol for medieval writers. The song of the nightingale was a reminder of both the joys and the sorrows of earthly love and a physical reminder of Christ's resurrection and his love of mankind, a symbol of the holy joy of the righteous soul, and a metaphor for the beauty of polyphonic song devoted to God. So you'll hear a number of examples of motets, polyphony. In fact, I think before we start, I'll have Milton talk about motets and polyphony.
The motet, at least the earliest form of the motet, it's rather changed over the years, was a three or more part composition, which was two melody lines being sung simultaneously, and sometimes those melody lines were completely different in subject of the text. They could be sacred and they could not be sacred. The bottom line usually was a repetitive portion of a Gregorian chant or some other form of music, and it's hard to specifically say it was this kind of melody that was used, but usually it was part of a Gregorian chant. And polyphony, I think everyone understands that. That's when two or more lines of music are performed at the same time, rather than chant, which is just one single line of music.
We're beginning the program with Veni Creator Spiritus, which is a Gregorian chant. Come, Creator Spirit, enter our minds and fill our hearts. Then an instrumental, Dance as It Is, Saltarello, an anonymous 14th century Italian work. And the performers here are Milton Sherman and me and Charlotte Pipes, who's not with us today. Following that, Quand le rossignol s'écrie. This is one of my favorite pieces, When the Nightingale Sings, Who Delights Us with Her Song. My heart is singing like a nightingale for my sweet lady. And finally in this set, Ale Salite Cum Luja, a three-part motet over an untexted tenor, and that tenor is Alleluia.
Thank you.
A three-part motet, and that was played instrumentally, as I mentioned before. Motets are meant to be sung, but, you know, sometimes we can play them instrumentally, which we do, and you'll hear some additional ones on this program played instrumentally. We heard four selections there from the Music of the Commons CD, Praise to the Nightingale, early motets and polyphony. This was a recording of a concert that we gave in 2012. The instrumentalist, yours truly, Milton Sherman, playing both the hurdy-gurdy and the ricotta there, Bryce Riverly, Matthew Hayes, and Wayne Zia. And our singer, prime singer there, my co-host here, Ty St. Julian, and members of Vox Feminae, our female vocal ensemble, directed by Thais, including Mary Donahue, Jennifer Gary, Charlotte Pipes, Sarah Elizabeth Rosenberg, and even with boy soprano, Andrew Gary.
We continue now with another set of really great music. It's music that we enjoyed preparing and singing at that time. First, Prends des Gardes. This is a rondeau by Guillaume Damien, who flourished in the late 13th century. Take care lest anyone see me. If someone sees me, tell me. Over there in that wood where the shepherdess watches over her cows, there, my charming brunette, I will meet you. Then, sans me regarde, and this is a three-part motet, three different lines. One line, sans me regarde, the other line, prenez-y garde, and the bottom line, et mi enfant. If anyone sees me, tell me. When a certain one looks at me, I can hardly wait to be with him whom I love with full faith and full measure. After that, another instrumental piece, La Prime Estampie Royale. This is performed with four instruments sharing the solo parts in the complete instrumental ensemble. And then after that, On Met au Doute ta Nouvelle. This is a May song. It's anonymous 13th century French. Your own Thais St. Julian, together with harpist Bryce Rivoli and our own Milton Sherman, are the participants in this. In May, the sweet season, I heard the nightingale singing, Ça dira la dawn, how good to sleep near the wood.
Oh,
ending there with a May song, and sung by our entire St. Julian, seated right next to me. And we had four selections in that set. The middle one was also another motet. And I'd like to mention that we have said already on this program, the bottom line of the motet is usually untexted, sometimes referred to as merely as the tenor line. It has nothing to do with the tenor voice. It's the name of the line, which is really like a bass line of the whole motet. And the other line, two lines or three lines, set against that tenor line. And again, those lines get more or less more complicated the more lines that you add. That's the nature of the medieval motet in our program today of both motets and polyphony.
We'll continue with Enduré, Alleluia. It's a two-part motet. The performers are Andrew Gary, that's a young man whose voice now is changing, your own Thais St. Julian, and Bryce Reveling. It's a very, very simple motet with only one vocal line above the bottom line, the tenor. Do endure love's sweet pangs, my dear. More gentle girls than you do endure them. After that, an Estampi Nicolette. It is an instrumental dance based on an anonymous 13th century French melody. This was arranged by Milton Sherman, and there are a number of instruments involved. Following that, Amor potest conquerir, over Ad Amorem sequitur tenor. This is a three-part motet, lots and lots of different sounds. The text, love rightly complains at seeing faithlessness. The lover must seek the help of the experienced. And the bottom line, love must be based on fidelity and constancy. When these are gone, all is lost. And the final line, the untexted tenor, means this is instrumental only. Then we'll hear Benedicamus Domino. This is a clausula, a kind of piece of music, of the school of Notre Dame around 1200. The bottom is a very melismic line of this clausula, and it's based on the chant word Domino. And that's a separate line, Domino, in long notes. And over this is the quickly moving top line, which is enhancing the chant melody beneath.
Thank you.
a clausula, the Benedicamus Domino, from the School of Notre Dame. This is around the year 1200. And we began with three other pieces from this live recording of a concert given by Musica da Camera in 2012, the concert called Praise to the Nightingale, Early Motets and Polyphony.
We continue with the Ubi Caritas, which is this wonderful Gregorian chant performed by Vox Femine. Where charity and love are, God is there. Christ's love has gathered us into one. Let us rejoice and be pleased in him. Let us fear and let us love the living God. Then, an instrumental piece, In Seculum Damien Longum. This is a three-part instrumental motet. And then ending with Annus Novus in Gaudio. This piece is an anonymous 12th century Aquitanian piece arranged by Milton Sherman, and the full Vox Femine and all of the other performers are all contained in this particular performance, the Annus Novus in Gaudio.
Thank you.
then ending the concert with the Annus Novus in Gaudio, anonymous 12th century Aquitanian piece. We have time for one more piece on this program. Let's listen to the Secunda Estampi Royale, a dance by an anonymous 13th century French composer, as performed by the New York Ensemble for Early Music under the direction of Frederick Renz. And ending with La Seconda Estampi Royale by an anonymous 13th century French composer.
We'll be playing from time to time pieces of music that have been performed by Musica da Camera. See if we can get something rather old. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us today here on Continuum. We look forward to being with you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.
Thank you. Good.